From NPR News in Washington, I'm Bob Edwards with special coverage of a Central Command briefing from Doha, Qatar. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. Jennifer, what sort of information is expected from this briefing?
Well, big news today is that the U.S. Military officials say one Apache helicopter has gone down somewhere in Iraq. The Iraqis are claiming that a second has also gone down. Reporters will be asking about that. There also are continuing reports of fighting around Nasiriyah, about 200 miles south of Baghdad, and also getting closer to it in the city of Najaf. There are 10 U.S. soldiers killed, reported today, around Nasiriyah, with about a dozen more missing. So mounting casualty tolls that I'm sure will be a main topic of the press conference.
Iraq's President Saddam Hussein has appeared on Iraqi TV today, praising the resistance against the invaders. Are analysts convinced that was really him?
No, there's still skepticism. Saddam Hussein did mention fighting around a southern port city of Qasr, so the thinking is it had to be recorded in the last couple of days. But the British Defense Secretary, Jeff Hoon, was saying that the things that Saddam mentioned were not very specific, not as specific as they could have been. There were items he could have easily mentioned to make it clear he'd recorded the speech in the last few hours, and he didn't. We do know that for years Saddam Hussein has had doubles that have stood in for him, a way that he's used to protect himself from his own forces, but they normally don't speak. We understand that U.S. intelligence officials are doing a voice analysis of the tape.
Standing by for a briefing from U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar. I'm told the briefers are Major General Victor Rennert and Brigadier General Vince Brooks. Jennifer, how close are U.S. forces to Baghdad?
Well, it seems that some special operations forces may actually be operating in and around Baghdad. That was what Lieutenant General Mike Abizaid said yesterday at the briefing. We were also told that bombing yesterday was not concentrated so much inside Baghdad, but on the destruction of Republican Guard forces outside of the city. And we've also been told by Eric Westervelt, who's traveling with the division of U.S. forces around the city of Karbala, I believe, or Najaf. Sorry, I've lost it, but somewhere around 100 miles south of Baghdad, apparently they have set up a launching pad for Apache helicopters that Eric says is supposed to be used to send helicopters to fight Republican Guard forces circling Baghdad. And this is really where there is a lot of concern. U.S. officials have said in the past they believe that these units circling the city may have chemical weapons capabilities, may have been given orders to use them. Over the weekend, there was a report that U.S. forces had captured a chemical plant south of Baghdad. It's not clear that it was actually used to make weapons, but we were told that a team of specialists has been sent into Iraq to search for chemical and biological weapon sites.
What's the thinking at the Pentagon there about the progress of this war so far?
Well, obviously, they are here and in Britain, both military officials are saying that there have been broad gains made, that the gains have been consolidated on the ground. They're cautioning patience, saying it's only been a few days. And in fact, forces are moving very, very quickly through southern Iraq. The questions that they're being posed with are, why, though, is there continuing fighting in the wake of this movement? What seems to be happening is that military forces are basically skirting large cities along their way. They are trying to secure airfields, key roads, and key bridges to keep forces moving north, but they are not going into urban centers and squelching any resistance. And we have seen guerrilla-type attacks continuing really all along the route until now in some places. Now, British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon said this morning, look, these southern cities are not militarily strategic. We don't need to take those for our military plan. But they also have been promising to send in humanitarian aid soon, something that Iraqis in these towns who've come into contact with the U.S. soldiers have been asking for already. They're going to want to get this humanitarian relief moving, and it's somewhat unclear how they're going to be able to do that with sniping and guerrilla-style attacks continuing.